We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, I took that first step, got help, and that was life-changing for me. And that's something we got to keep pushing for. We got to, you know, end the stigma. You know, I'm not ashamed to say I'm mentally ill, but that doesn't mean mentally weak. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Robin Lehner accepting the Masterton Trophy, which goes to the player best exemplifying perseverance, sportsmanship, and dedication to hockey. Ryan O'Reilly, the Selke Trophy. Vezina to Andrei Vasilevsky, the MVP, is Nikita Kucherov. Calgary's Mark Giordano wins the Norris Trophy for the first time. And Barry Trotz, the coach of the year. Don Sweeney, the GM of the year. The Ducks buy out Corey Perry. Kevin Hayes deal with the Flyers official. The NHL's looking for a downtown arena for Phoenix. And they have a new majority owner, the Coyotes do. The draft returning to Montreal in 2020. It's the 27th time the draft will be in Montreal. But the first in more than 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
And NBA draft is tonight. Grizzlies look like they made a trade with the Jazz that would include Mike Conley going to Utah for Jay Crowder, Kyle Korver, Grayson Allen. Memphis also gives Memphis the 23rd pick in the draft as well. Those are your sports headlines.
Hey, one other quick NHL note. The GMs will meet today in Vancouver, and there might be some news on video replay / review for what it's worth. Of course, you remember very well the controversy in the postseason, the San Jose Vegas issue, the non-hand pass call with the Blues. Let's see, what else? The puck off the net in, I think it was one of the Columbus series. Well, Bob McKenzie from TSN had a series of tweets on what might come out of the GM meetings today. Maybe we'll get some expanded replay review. He's kind of guesstimating here. I don't think he's reporting this as fact, but thinking this is what is going to happen. Referees will be permitted to check their own work by viewing a monitor at the penalty box after they've assessed a major penalty or a double minor. If necessary, they can amend the call or uphold the call. There's your San Jose Vegas, major penalty that was called in that series. Coach's challenge for video review expanded will include the ability to challenge missed calls that lead to tainted goals, a.k.a. hand pass not called, or, say, an uncalled high sticking of a puck to a teammate, or the puck hitting the netting, out-of-play netting. Again, we saw that in the postseason. He thinks a failed challenge would result in a minor penalty, and they've tried to limit the volume of challenges and eliminate frivolous challenges. Again, this is all stuff that might come down from the GMs today, and he thought automatic review by hockey ops if something happens in the final minute of the game or in overtime. So a little bit of an expansion, not too bad, I guess, from the NHL's replay review system, if that's where they're going, a little bit of an expansion and the ability for referees to correct or uphold a double minor or a major penalty since it can have a significance on the game. That's the latest on the rules changes. Again, we'll see. GM meetings are today in Vancouver. 803-0550 to join us. Should the Sabres trade Rasmus Ristolainen? That's the big name that's out there with the Sabres. It's one of the things we're talking about this morning. And you can let us know what your thought is on that. Robert, we have D-men. We need good D-men, good forwards, capable coaches, smart management. It's hard to be this bad for so long. You really have to work at it. Thank you. Wally, Risto's not untouchable. If it's a good trade, make it. I object to all the calls to dump him. Risto's a legit top four defenseman. He'll leave a hole in our lineup. We better get equal value if we do move for him. Well, again, that's you're not moving Ristolainen for a bag of pucks. You're moving Ristolainen for a guy you think either Let's say it's Tampa, right? Let's say Sergachev is involved in it. You'd be moving him for a guy you project as a top four defenseman here. Or you'd be moving him for a piece in one of your top two forward lines, which you badly need, a number two center, a scoring winger, maybe on the top line if Reinhardt plays in line two. Or if you're loading up Reinhardt, Eichel, and Skinner, you'd be trading Ristolainen for a guy who's going to be in your second line. Again, the center or a winger that can score on the second line. They have needs in multiple areas. No one is suggesting you trade Ristolainen. I'm not. Trade Ristolainen for the sake of trading Ristolainen. Of course, you're trying to get value back for him. That's why we say he's the trade chip.
However, I did put up a Twitter poll yesterday. I want to read you the results because this is kind of a fun thing. Because as someone turns on the radio today and hears, my God, they're talking about Ristolainen again. I asked, anyone else feeling a tinge of, please get some new players to talk about as a driving force? Yes or no? Well, you know, yesterday they qualified Jurgensen's Larson, and while that's not an actual move that is of significance, it's just keeping your asset, there's a big groan of, when will we ever have new players? So do you feel any tinge of, please just get some new players? 86% said yes. I voted yes.
Sure.
I would.
That's part of it, sure.
I would trade Ristolainen for his exact replica if his name were Schistolainen. Just like, oh, all right, well, let's see if this guy.
Erasmus Schistolainen. Sure, yes, I believe he plays in the Saskatchewan Junior League.
Just something new. It's that old thing that people used to call us about the Bills all the time and say, the definition of insanity, right, is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. It's a call that we get that call at least once a year. It's you got to lock it in that Buffalo Sports are doing the same thing and expecting a different result. And, you know, with Ristolainen, I feel like that's what this is. Like, all right, if he changed his name, I would even feel better just because anything that is different. I'm half kidding about that.
What if he changed the pronunciation, went to Rasmus Ristolainen?
Okay.
No, I'm looking for a Lidman-Ludman thing,
just looking
I guess.
For a different team, a different makeup.
Yeah.
But whatever. I guess we'll wait and see.
But, you know, for me, it is more than anything else. It is, I'm not down on Ristolainen, but I do think he is who he is. And if you get frustrated watching him and you say, well, there's some talent there, but, you know, there are mistakes and flaws in his game, it's okay, he'll get better. Well, coaches change, and he's the same guy, and seasons go on, and he got 5.5 years in the National Hockey League. Yes, I know he's 24. He's got 5.5 seasons in the NHL. He's got 424 games. So with me, I think I know who he is. I would not expect Ralph Kruger to turn him into a Norris Trophy candidate, and I do need to have value to get value back, and this is my number one value guy on my chart of possible trades. So that's what it really comes down to. But the other guys, you know, the whole you need somebody new, sure. I mean, Larson, Gergensen's, whatever. These are fourth line guys. You can find somebody else to replace Larson and Gergensen's. As much as we talk about the top two lines, you know, I think Jason Botchel's trying to remake other parts of his roster, including the bottom two. You know, they qualified Evan Rodriguez. Good, sign him. Rodriguez is back. Sherry's probably back. Oposo's probably back. Those are three of your bottom six forwards. Find three other guys to make up your bottom six forwards, not named Larson and Gergensen's and Sobotka in that group.
Larson has played 331 games in the NHL. How many with the Sabres?
You know, I thought he had more than that.
331.
He's got to have Larson?
Mm-hmm.
He's got to have more than that.
Nope.
Really? That's 4 years.
Well, it's not 4 years. He's played longer than that, but he's only played 330 games.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm sorry, 331 games. The answer is 330.
With the Sabres, right?
Yep.
Right.
One game with Minnesota. He's been a Sabre since 2013.
Feels like he's been here for 8 years.
It's been six.
Okay.
How many goals?
That's still a long
time. How many goals in 6 years?
Oh, golly. 20?
32.
Okay.
79 points in 6 years.
And Gergensen's been here how long? Which
longer.
Draft was he? 2012?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. Larson was acquired when the Sabres traded Pominville. He has since come back, Pominville, had a contract expire, and may re-sign.
Yeah.
Jurgensen's has been with the Sabres since... No, I'm sorry. Larson has been here. He's also been here for 6 years,
okay.
Jurgensen's.
Yeah.
The two of them together
right.
for 6 years
right.
on
so
your bottom six.
What's the point? Yeah. Like I said, there are three guys, and it... You know, I'm not going to tell you that Gergensen's and Larson are guys that are holding the franchise back, but whatever. They've been here a long time. You can move out and find three different... He and Larson, Gergensen, Sobotka. You do not need to bring these guys back next year. Those are, I think, easily replaceable parts.
Right. One of them can stay. Larson might be able to stay or whatever. This is why I put up the poll. Like, don't you just want to talk about anybody else?
Yeah.
So.
Well, new faces. Right. I mean, last year was, they brought in Skinner. New face. Worked out really well. They brought in Sherry. New face. You know, so-so. I mean, I think he's going to be back here next season. But I'm all for changing things up because, again, you know, it isn't working. And you do have a lot of problems and a lot of holes to fill. So, you know, yeah, that's part of it. You identify those guys who've been here this long with all the problems around here. The coaches changed, the GMs changed, and these guys are still here, and you identify them with the part of the problem.
Roberto Luongo may be set to retire. The next team in the division, you know, when we talk about how the Sabres are going to get good again, I start to worry about the Panthers. The Panthers should be in good shape.
I guess they told Roberto that they're planning on bringing in a different goalie this offseason.
Well, he's right. He might retire, and the different goalie might be Bobrovsky. So if he retires, Luongo, that's 4.5 that comes off their books. He's 40 years old. Hmm. Reimer, they're paying their goalies $8 million right now in Luongo and Reimer combined.
I thought there was the speculation was they were trying to find someone to take Reimer.
Yes. Like
they were trying to trade him.
They probably
right?
want both of them off their books so they can just pay Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
But if you're the Florida Panthers, I just think they're in good shape. Huberto, 5.9.
For how much longer, by the way?
3-4 more years.
Okay.
Barkov, 5.9. 3 more years. Barkov at the award ceremony last night. He wins the Lady Bing.
Okay.
Right? Is that right? Barkov won the
Lady Bing, yep.
Okay. And he went up there and he took a shot at Florida fans. He really did.
Why?
He said there's more people here from Finland than from Florida. It's like, buddy,
wow,
it's the
award.
Right.
What do you, Panther fans travel for the award ceremony?
It's the award ceremony. Yeah, right. You won the Lady Bing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's kind of weird that he took that shot. But they're about to add Panarin.
I thought he was going to say there were more people at the awards ceremony than go to home games.
And Bobrovsky and Joel Quenneville.
Yeah.
And one thing Florida has, they've got a couple guys on really, really good contracts. Vinny Trocheck's another one. So, you know, we want the Sabres to rise up. Toronto looks like they'll be fine for several years.
What about Montreal?
Tampa looks like they'll be fine. Montreal was the best team to miss the playoffs. They were better than two playoff teams.
I saw a rumor this morning that Montreal supposedly is pushing to get Gostisbehere.
What happens with Boston? Like, if I'm the Sabres, this is one of the reasons I would say you might want to trade Ristolainen or trade somebody, is it might be time to get bold and really go do something because your division is already stacked, and two teams that missed the playoffs in your division last year, Florida and Montreal, I just kind of think they're trending up.
Yeah,
I tend to get a little bit discouraged when I think about the Sabres getting good and then looking at who they have to beat and thinking, oh, well, how are they going to do that?
Well, the list expanded, you know, from a year ago. The list a year ago was probably three.
Toronto,
clearly
Boston,
ahead of them.
Right.
Clearly ahead of
and
them.
And Boston, you know, we've been waiting for Boston to come back to the pack. That hasn't happened
yet.
They
aren't.
They are an older team. Eventually, that should happen. But they find a way to continue to, you know, turn things over if they trade Torrey Krug.
Well, that's the thing. If they have some older forwards, for sure.
They do.
But what if they trade Krug and turn that into a younger forward that turns out to be a really – I mean, if they're trading Krug, they're getting something of value back for
this
guy.
This comes to the Ristolainen point. Other teams, they're moving pieces, trying to stay in it. And if the Sabres just once again, you know, kick the can down the road yet again, I'll be asking, where is my GM? Is my GM bold? Is this where the offer sheet really does come in for Jason Bottrell? Because he looks at the landscape and says, how am I ever going to get past those teams? I'm going to have to go really, not even outside the box, it's available, but I'm going to have to do something drastic because otherwise, you know, he might work for 3 years, never have them out of the basement, and end up never having done anything really all that bold. His biggest move that was bold was trading O'Reilly,
yeah.
You know, the Skinner trade wasn't necessarily bold. It was fortunate, and then they signed him to a big contract. They signed a guy that was here to really big money, and they drafted first overall. So I'm just looking for the GM to prove he's got the, you know, he can stand.
Inner fortitude.
Sure, whatever. He can stand in there and say, I got to look at the landscape. We are up against it. I'm going to do something drastic.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about the Taylor Hall idea because of what Toronto just did. Mm-hmm. Now, they were doing it from a position where they were good and, you know, kind of shredded a team and went for it, and they end up winning the title. And it's a different sport. It's not exactly the same scenario. But, I mean, Bottrell wasn't bold enough to fire Phil Housley when it was obvious it needed to happen. So, here you are. Dreger said roster surgery. I think Sabres fans are kind of – at this moment, you know, waking up in the morning and saying, did the bold thing happen yet? Did it happen? And Drafting 7th and trading the 31st pick for a bottom 6 forward isn't it. How am I getting past Montreal? Montreal's been a team that's rumored to be going after Matt Duchene.
Mm-hmm.
They were already better than you. So what am I doing to be good? And looking at the league, it's not just...
And Montreal made a couple of, you know, they made a couple of big trades, you know,
the Drouin
trade and the Domi trade with Sergachev and the Domi trade with Galchenyuk were two big moves for them, and that has paid off for them. It has paid off for them being a better hockey team. What's the bold move though? I mean, again, this gets to,
well, Ristolainen isn't even all that bold.
But
we're sitting here, you know, we argue about it every day, and maybe they don't even do it.
A bold move would be an offer sheet. A bold move would be a big, you know, you sign Matt Duchene or one of the bigger name guys in free agency. I mean, there is no, I don't know what blockbuster, bold trade he could make because of who are you moving out?
You push it off for a year and then go heavy in free agency next year because you have so much money. And you try to you sell this as a growth year with Ralph Kruger. But, you know, this is what worries me about Botterill.
Boy, selling it as a growth year with Ralph Kruger is going to go over like a...
What happened last year?
Lead pipe.
Last year was a growth year.
Yeah. Well, there was no growth.
Until it fell apart.
Yeah.
But,
well,
you know,
yeah,
when
it was growth year by Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, that was one of the things that Botterill did that kind of... I mean, maybe it didn't drive everybody nuts, but it really bothered me when he said, we're better than last year. You know, you were the worst team in the league. Your standard, last year we spent so much time saying, where's your standard? Is your standard your own team? Because that's terrible. Your standard needs to be the division. Your standard needs to be the league. And the division is not waiting around for you to get good. You've got to find a way to step in there and throw some punches. Mm-hmm. And what are they going to do in the next 2 to 3 weeks? If there's nothing of significance, the only thing I can really hang my hat on why they'll be better is because... Here's your optimistic shot of the day. Ready? What if Rasmus Dahlin takes the same kind of year one to year two jump that Sam Reinhart did?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sam Reinhart year one didn't belong in the league, and year two was good.
Yeah,
Rasmus Dahlin was second in rookie voting in year one. I mean, is he a Norris candidate next year? Probably not.
That's asking for a big jump.
And you also don't get that recognition on a bad team.
Yeah.
So, but can he make the kind of jump that he doesn't even have to make that big of a jump? Their best chance to getting better right now is him. Is he's back there and he plays 27 minutes a game, and when he's on the ice, you're great, and when he's not on the ice, you're bad.
I think when you talk about best chances, well, first Skinner has to score at least 30 goals, if not hit 40 again. Eichel had a really good year last year. You need Reinhart to take another step, but I think honestly one of them would be Mittelstadt. Mittelstadt would have to have a really nice jump in year two, like really look like a guy who could be, assuming you don't make a trade, Mittelstadt plays like a guy who is your number two center and helps create a second consistent line of scoring. I think, again, if you don't deal for a guy who we think takes that spot and Mittelstadt's third line, you really need him to come up big in his second year because this team has to have other scoring alternatives beyond Skinner, Eichel, Reinhart. The problem, the scary thing you mentioned to me is, and I haven't really thought about this as a realistic option. Maybe I should. Maybe I'm setting myself up for disappointment. Is the idea of, instead of roster surgery, I almost think of the term cosmetic surgery. Like putting a lot of stock in, Kruger's hiring in itself will make this a much improved hockey team. Like, do they believe he's going to come in? There was no structure last year. They all looked like they didn't know what they were doing. Kruger's going to come in, connect with all the players, instill some structure and some discipline in this team's play, and you'll get more out of the team than you did last season with some other changes. Maybe you bring, you know, you make a change on defense, or you shake up your bottom two forwards, forward lines. The big change will be Kruger getting more out of the hockey club than Housley did last year. I honestly don't think that's going to happen. I do believe Botchell's going to do some surgery on this roster, what if they look at it that way?
Sure, and then that's the dangerous part. Okay, you do get more out of him, and you have an 84-point season, and you claim victory.
Which is where you should have been last year.
Or the
at
year
before.
At
least there, if not higher.
Or the year before.
Right.
Or the year before.
Right, the second year of Bilesma.
And you just can't live where you're claiming victory at an 84-point season.
Yeah.
And they are a team that last year looked prepared to do that. And then it fell apart and they fired their coach.
Yeah. But The problem is, you know, the bar the bar seems to be keep getting lower around here. Instead of Bylsma's first season was a good first step.
Yes, it
and then
was.
The bar is supposed to keep going up. But instead, the bar kept going backwards. Backwards to the point that the Sabres cleaned house. Housley came in and put together two really bad seasons. So the bar keeps going in the wrong direction around here. And that's why I think I didn't think of the possibility of minor surgery, and there are going to be guys from Rochester who are going to fill some holes. Kruger's going to make a difference. He will help Ristolainen's game. Kruger's structure will make this a better team defensively. Kruger will be able to get through to guys about going to the net and winning, you know, showing more compete one-on-one and puck battles in the corner. All the stuff that Bottrell pointed out in his season-ending news conference that the Sabres need to get better at, a lot of those things will come just alone by Kruger and the new coaching staff. I think that's a it's not something I consider because I'm not sure it would actually happen. I think that's putting a lot of faith in the new head coach to cure a number of ills that I don't think are cured unless you move some roster guys in and out and get some better talent, get some better skill. The instigators were talking, Craig Rivé said yesterday to Andrew Peters, point blank, you know, they were talking about toughness, but he said point blank, what does this team need? Skill. It needs high-end talent. It needs improved skill level of players.
It needs middle-end talent.
Well, it needs top to bottom.
It needs a GM that's going to be aggressive.
But that's why I haven't thought about the whole, don't worry, the Kruger's going to help change all this stuff, and it'll be minor moves they're going to make. And, you know, Larson is back, and Gergensen is back, and one or two guys from Rochester pan out. I just think that's, you know, good luck selling that, by the way. And I'm not sure that that's, you know, even going to work. 803-0550 to join us this morning. It is lots of hockey talk this week as we get ready for the draft. 888-550-2550. You can share your thoughts this morning with us. Hey, don't forget to bid on a spot in the WGR Golf Tournament. It is coming up Monday, July 8th. This year's tournament is back at Seneca Hickory Stick Golf Course in Lewiston. Beautiful course. A full day of golf, breakfast, lunch, big dinner after the day of golf. Chance to meet all the celebrities. We've got some contests for some prizes while you play out on the course. Some great memorabilia up for bid and a silent auction as part of the dinner. You can be there just by bidding and getting yourself into a group. WGR550.com. You can bid on one of the celebrities, which include Jeremy, Mike Schoep, Bulldog, Sal. You can
any bids yet? Any rumor? You know
what? It's funny.
Rumor bids.
I have not checked it in a while. I probably should.
Quick source tells me. No, I'm the source. I'm telling you. I got a practice round this weekend. Yeah, I'm the source.
You're not supposed to reveal your source.
The source is me.
Okay.
Practice round this weekend at a Hickory Stick.
Oh.
We get the lay of the land.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Burned it up?
Well, no, it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, I thought you meant this past. Okay.
This coming weekend.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you can also bid on a regular foursome. Just you and three of your buddies can be there at the tournament. Anyway, it's all available at WGR550.com. And that is, again, Monday, July 8th. It is brought to you by Dr. Beyer Optical Group. For a look that's on fire, call Dr. Beyer. Call 646-EXAM. With support from Encore Golf, Buffalo's only innovative golf ball company. And also, I'm just checking the bids. And also from Michelob Ultra. Yeah, we got to get some bids going here. You can bid on Jeremy for $650. So we need to drum up some action.
Bid on
here.
Me if you want to win. Not because I'm going to carry you, because I would like also to win.
There you go.
Yeah, so let's go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Being a former defenseman myself, I know what can happen, especially to young guys on teams that are struggling and giving up an awful lot of goals year after year, and you're getting the majority of the ice time. That's a really tough thing. I think it's more difficult than being the goaltender. I mean, you can't sort it out after a while. So I think that a change of a venue for Ristolainen would be excellent for him wherever he goes, and I'm going to be really interested to see what happens here moving forward.
That's Brian Engblom, was on with us yesterday. He is an analyst on the Lightning telecast. We were talking about the rumors of Ristolainen to Tampa and getting Brian's thoughts on what he thought about Rasmus Ristolainen. And if you missed it, it's available in on-demand audio at WGR550.com.
Is there a pay-per-view this weekend for wrestling?
I think Stomping Ground is this weekend.
Okay.
Why?
We're going to have you pick Stomping Ground.
Yeah, I'm in a little bit of a... I mean, I've been watching Raw and SmackDown, don't get me wrong. I'm getting into a little bit of a lull.
Yeah.
Some of their storylines are getting a little too drawn out for me.
I've got the betting odds.
Stomping Grounds this weekend, okay. Right? Yeah. Although there was a nice... they had one of those moments the other night. I can't remember if it was Raw or SmackDown, quite honestly. I don't know if it really matters. One of those moments where, like, the locker room clears and all of a sudden you have 12 guys in the ring beating on each other. I love those moments. It's so much fun. NHL Awards last night. The Hart Trophy to Nikita Kucherov, the Norris to Mark Giordano. Andrei Vasilevskiy won the Vezina, and Elias Pettersson, not Elias because that's wrestling, won the Calder Trophy. Rasmus Dahlin finished third there, but guess what? He was named to the NHL's all-rookie team. Ryan O'Reilly won the Selke. Robin Leonard won the Masterton. The Sabres qualified some of their RFAs. We'll talk more about this with Paul at the top of the hour. Larson, Gergensen's McCabe, Olmark, C.J. Smith. Anaheim buys out Corey Perry. And Jesse Puljujärvi from the Oilers apparently has requested a trade, or he's going to go play in Europe. The Bills and Carolina will hold joint practices August 13th and 14th. That's going to be down in South Carolina where the Panthers train. The NBA draft is tonight, folks. The number one pick belongs to New Orleans Pelicans. It would be, I guess, a shock of shocks if they don't announce Zion Williamson as the first pick in the draft. Memphis traded Mike Conley to Utah. Baseball happenings. The Yankees beat Tampa. The Jays lost to the Angels. The Mets lost in Atlanta. The Bisons beat Indy and are scheduled for a 105 game today downtown. Those are your headlines. The next update coming up at 8 o'clock. And Paul will join us from, I think, Vegas. Yeah, he's probably still in Vegas.
I have a little Bills game I put together for you and Brayton to play if you'd like to play a game on the Bills. We call it Which Bill? And some football music. The Bills released their media guide yesterday.
Is this guy's named Bill on the roster?
No. Trying to pick which Bill.
Gotcha.
Answered a question in each way.
Is there anybody named Bill on the roster?
Mm.
I got to look it up. I can't remember anybody. Go ahead. I'll look it up.
There's got to be a William, right?
I would think, right?
Anyway, so the media guide comes out, and as part of the media guide, you click on a player's name, and mm-hmm. a lot of fun facts out there. You know, who's their favorite athlete, the first sports jersey they owned, the... On and on and on.
Yep.
So I've only chosen offensive players. We'll tell you a fact, and you tell me which offensive player on the Bills this applies to.
Okay.
Okay? For instance, nickname is Bees.
Beasley.
Cole Beasley, correct. See?
Are they all going to be this easy?
No,
you're setting us up.
But this
you?
Is how the game works. Okay? All right. Went viral on social media after finding a wolf spider in his basement.
Oh, that's Matt Barkley.
Matt Barkley. All right.
Very good.
Yeah,
see, very good.
Give me the easy ones first. Next one. Which Bill? Which Bill lists his most memorable moment as last year's AFC Championship game?
That would be
Mitch Morse.
Mitch Morse.
Mitch Morse. Yeah. That's correct. Which Bill says the player he learned the most from is Isaac Bruce?
Hmm.
We got a lot to get to, gentlemen. If you want to just throw a guess up.
John Brown.
It's all offensive players. Which Bill?
John Brown.
John Brown's incorrect.
You rushed my guess.
I don't know. I'll go with David Sills.
David Sills. How about somebody that might have played with Isaac Bruce?
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Who might have played?
You rushed me.
Who might have Isaac
Frank
Bruce?
Gore.
Thank you. Correct.
Oh, I was thinking receivers.
Isaac
That's why
Bruce
I couldn't come
played
up with the answer.
A long time ago.
I was just thinking old player at that
sure,
point.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, sure. There's nobody named William on the roster.
Who lists the most famous contacts in his phone as LeSean McCoy and Frank Gore?
TJ Yeldon.
Devin Singletary.
Singletary is correct.
He's earned contacts with them already. That's a good sign.
One of the most famous people on his phone.
That's nice.
Who listens to Elvis in pregame? Offensive players only. Which Bill? Which Bill listens to Elvis? Only Elvis during pregame.
I'm going to go with Cody Ford.
Yes, I was thinking offensive line too. I'm going to go John Feliciano.
The correct answer is Josh Allen.
Elvis?
Elvis.
Really?
Yes.
Did not see that one coming.
which Bill lists his dream sporting event to attend as a Stanley Cup game in Buffalo?
I was going to say Tre'Davious White, but I know it's all offense here.
Stanley Cup game in Buffalo.
Who's a big hockey fan on the Bills?
Zay Jones.
I don't know. Deion Dawkins.
He's been spotted at Sabres games. At least once. More than once.
And Pat DeMarco.
And he says all of the right things all the time.
Says all the right things all the time. Offense? All the right things all the times.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen.
Oh, we can have repeat answers.
Yes, I'm sorry.
You didn't tell me we could have repeat answers.
That's my fault. You're right. You're right. I wouldn't have gotten it anyway.
But
I should have told you.
I probably still wouldn't have gotten it, so don't worry.
Which Bill says his favorite food is whatever is in front of him?
That has to be a lineman.
Yes, and remember, there can be repeat answers, as you have just discovered.
Mitch Morse.
Correct.
I like him even more because of that comment.
Which Bill says the superpower he wants is to eat cake and not get fat?
Robert Foster.
I'm going to go with John Feliciano.
Mitch Morse again.
Wow, he's a popular. This guy is wonderful. He's just zooming to the top of the popularity list with these comments.
Which Bill?
Need to get him on.
Can juggle.
Devin Singletary.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's correct. There's also a second correct answer. Zay Jones says he can juggle.
Okay.
Which Bill would like to switch spots with Terry Pegula for a day? Offensive players only. Which Bill?
Oh, boy.
This player has not yet been mentioned. Not been given a clue nor guessed.
Okay.
Robert Foster.
Spencer Long.
LeSean McCoy would like to swap spots with Terry Pegula for a day.
So he can give himself a
contract extension?
I don't
know if that means he'd like to watch Terry run the ball or if he'd like to own the team.
I think he'd like to own the team.
I think that's what he probably means.
Would he give himself a contract extension at that point? He probably would.
Which Bill started a record label?
Deion Dawkins.
Second clue is he was acquired in free agency this
Frank
year.
Frank Gore.
Free agent signed this year, started his own record label.
Oh, Cole Beasley.
Cole Beasley is correct.
He does, huh? Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know that.
Rap.
Which Bill has worn the same number since high school? You might be able to work your way back for this and think, what did he wear in college? What's he wear with the Bills?
Josh Allen.
That's a good guess.
You know what? There's a flaw in this game in that I don't know if the other ones aren't true. I only know this person listed it about himself.
Matt Barkley.
Correct. Matt Barkley.
Just a pure guess.
I liked it. You got it right.
I just guessed out of my
brain. Which Bill says if he could take one animal home from the zoo, he would choose the liger?
Liger?
Yeah, I put this in here so you would ask what a liger is.
Because you knew I was going to say, what's a liger?
Uh-huh.
What's a liger?
Cross between a lion and a tiger.
There is such a thing.
Uh-huh.
Made famous by Napoleon Dynamite.
Free agent. Free agent acquisition.
Mitch Morse.
Spencer Long.
TJ Yeldon would like that.
Okay. I like TJ now.
Which Bill, offensive free agent signed in the offseason, lists his favorite cartoon character as SpongeBob?
Oh, well, that's a great answer, by the way. Let's go with...
I feel like all of these answers could be Deion Dawkins just because he's like one of the more eccentric people on the team.
I'm going to go Ty Nasecki.
So I'm going to say Deion Dawkins.
It was also TJ Yeldon.
Jeez.
Just a few more here. Which Bill lists his favorite sports memory as watching Barry Bonds hit his 756th home run?
I've
got to think of how old a player might be, who might be a kid when Bonds
breaks
that record, maybe where he's from, where he lived as a kid.
That's what I was trying to think of.
I'll say Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's correct.
Good job.
Fireball.
Which Bill lists his bucket list item as having a bucket list?
Can that be a bucket list item?
Yeah, he doesn't have one. He wants one. On his bucket list?
These guys are all too young to be thinking about a bucket list.
Well, he hasn't made it yet, so he's saying eventually he'll make it.
Vlad Dukas. We haven't mentioned his yet.
We haven't.
So I wanted him.
Cole Beasley.
Okay.
Someday wants to have a bucket list. Which Bill lists his bucket list item as visiting the zoo where Steve Irwin worked? The zoo in Australia where Steve
Irwin
worked.
Zoo. Oh, boy.
My goodness.
You know what I'd like to know? I'd like to know what if you guys could speak your thoughts out loud, because you're trying to really put a serious guess
on which bill
would like to visit Steve Irwin's zoo.
I'm just trying to think of who's an animal lover amongst them.
It's got
to
be T.J. Yeldon. He's the guy wanted the liger.
See, like, that's what I need is you.
It's got to be T.J. Yeldon. He's thinking about zoos, so I'm going to go T.J. Yeldon.
That's a good guess. I'll go Frank Gore.
Mitch Morse.
This guy, I got to go read his bio after we're done.
Can he write an autobiography or something like that?
We need to give this guy a show on this station.
Which bill owns Dunkin' Donut franchises? That's the thing people don't know about him.
Frank Gore. Donut.
Well, Dunkin' Donut, is that predominantly like an East Coast, Northeastern franchise type thing? Spencer Long, when he was with the Jets, he bought Dunkin' Donuts franchise.
Player has not yet been named in any capacity on the offense, and you might have forgotten he was on the team.
Tyler Croft.
No.
I might have forgotten he was on the team.
He owns Dunkin' Donut franchises and lists Chipper Jones as the most famous contact in his phone.
Georgia guy.
Has played at Augusta, I believe he told us once.
Oh.
Right? Didn't he tell us he
played? Pat DeMarco.
Did he play
there? Yeah, he
did.
Or at least he caddied there maybe for someone.
Maybe, because his uncle's...
Yeah, he said something about Augusta to us, yes.
One or two more. Which bill lists his most famous high school teammate as Jonathan Vilma?
Oh, my goodness.
That has to be Frank Gore.
Frank Gore.
What? Yeah, older guys always guess older players. Gotcha.
Which bill has the most famous contact in his cell phone as Kenny Chesney?
Josh Allen.
Close.
Matt Barkley.
Yes. And you wanted something for Deion Dawkins. His favorite snack is Rice Krispie Treats. I could find more about Deion Dawkins if you wanted to.
Who is the most famous contact in your phone?
Boy, that's a good question. I've got a Howard Simon here.
Yeah, that's not going to... You might want to delete that one.
I've got it on speed dial.
Yeah, thanks.
Brayton's got a whole folder of Swedish celebrities.
Do you have, like, is there a prime minister, president of Sweden, somebody you can't... Is there a king of Sweden? I don't even know.
How many contacts do you have on your phone who you have no idea who the person is?
I actually...
You can even read the name and say, I have no idea who that is.
I did that on vacation. I sat down with my wife and said, here's a name. Do you know who it is? Because if not, I'm deleting it from my phone. There were a number of contacts.
You could always just call it.
I'm not the kind of person to do that. Like, call it and say, you're in my phone. Who are you? Some of them were just first names, and I have no idea where they came from. So I just deleted when in doubt.
I don't have a lot of famous. I have the Huntsville Holiday Inn.
No kidding. And that's not available on the internet if I did a Google search.
I would have apparently saved it at some point. Right?
Players? No current players. Former players.
I don't think any current.
Okay.
Former, yeah, but who knows? They might have changed the number 10 times by now. I have no idea.
Okay.
Nobody really. I don't have a great. Yeah, I don't have a great list.
My answer obviously is pretty obvious, unless you discount family.
Oh, Jason Alexander.
Right.
This is for listeners who don't know, because we don't mention it enough. Jason Alexander is actually Howard's cousin.
So he's in my phone. Does that count? Or are we throwing that one out?
Throw that one out. Family doesn't count.
Thurman.
I've got Thurman. That doesn't.
Then you should have used Thurman.
All right.
Andre Reed.
I don't have Andre.
I'm trying to think who else. Former Sabres.
I want to find another hotel in here, see what else I can get.
The Huntsville Holiday Inn. I do not have any hotels in here. I got my Marriott Miles number. I don't think that's a famous contact, though. 803-0550 to join us. We all have Paul on our phone. That's a famous contact. He's going to join us at the top of the hour as we talk more hockey with him. Should the Sabres trade Rasmus Ristolainen? And that is the hot topic this week. We're getting your thoughts on that.
Just going through these and like, who are these people? Who is this person?
And you can let us know your famous contact. You can keep looking at it. You let me know.
I'll put together which bill defensive edition for later in the show, if you guys had enough fun with that. Did you like it?
Yeah, that was fun. And then next time we will explain our thought process on
the
air.
Thank you. Sure. And of course, we got to get Mitch Morse on the show as soon as possible so we can talk to him about eating cake and not getting fat.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got anything to lie about? I'll just say this. Hey, we should get jersey news soon, right?
Yeah.
The 50th anniversary jersey is supposed to be around the draft, and the draft is tomorrow, so...
Yeah, you know what'll happen.
Where's the Sabres jersey?
Tomorrow night, when Bottrell is at the podium, or whoever's chosen to make the announcement on the Sabres' first pick at 7, and they do the whole, hey, we'd like to say hi to all of our fans back in Buffalo watching at the KeyBank Center watch party. Hint, hint, hint. The third jersey is now available downstairs at the Sabres shop. And he holds one up. Little live commercial for it. And it's available at Sabres.com. And then he announces the
pick. Don't you first announce it online, though? I'm going to tweet it out and...
You tweet out pieces of it. Little tiny photos of it.
That was very popular last time.
Right, little tiny pieces of... Here's the elbow patch. I don't know. Maybe that's how they do it. Now, do I have anything to whine about? Nah, I guess I'm in a good place today. Yeah, I got nothing. You got anything to whine about? Sorry.
Didn't you have some snark, Jeremy, that you wanted to get off
from
the NHL awards?
Oh, I tweeted it. It was snarky. Sometimes it's too snarky. I feel bad.
Too snarky? They should've Isn't that the whole point of snark? Oh,
they pictured Ryan O'Reilly with his four trophies last night. And the NHL sent it out and said one could say Ryan O'Reilly's had a good week. And I tweeted that he's nicknamed the trophies Tage, Vlad, Patrick, and the 31st pick. So I'm sorry. Just couldn't resist.
If he had won the Lady Bing trophy, it would have been the second round pick in 2021.
Yeah.
Isn't it? There is no too snarky. That's the whole point of snark. It's,
well, you know.
I don't think it could be too snarky.
Big news in the local media picture. Matt Bove has shaved his beard. He tweeted out last night. It says it's been 3 or 4 years. To which I say,
really?
Has it been that? How long it's been?
I was trying to envision him at training camps in years past.
He had a beard for like 3 or 4 years. I wonder why. You getting married? I can't think of a reason I would shave my beard other than $10,000 for charity or something.
Whoa.
I mean, maybe less than that.
I mean, he is getting married, but I don't know when
maybe
exactly
maybe.
Maybe he feels it makes him look younger, like he's old.
I think I've had a beard for 10 years.
On you, it looks good.
Well, thanks.
Any I'm trying to see grays? Some grays
oh,
in
definitely.
There.
There's
okay.
some gray.
Yeah.
There's some gray.
You don't have the bulldog beard yet.
Not
but,
yet.
You know, maybe in another 10 years. Oh, gosh, no. Less than that.
Crap, wouldn't it be
you're almost 50, for goodness sake.
Wouldn't it be funny if I woke up on, was it Tuesday, my
Tuesday,
birthday?
Tuesday
morning, 40, and my whole beard is just gray.
I believe I have to have a conversation with your wife.
About what?
About just coloring your beard while you're sleeping.
That's going to be difficult. That's going to be tough to pull off.
It'd be darn fun if you woke up and looked in the mirror and everything was gray. Now that's the birthday present.
I'm not sure I would be upset about that.
Don't worry about it. It's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, no, I think I'm okay with that.
You're going to go for a haircut someday, and as the hair is falling down into the cape, you're going to see, whoa, it's all gray. Yeah.
I might want to try that out.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were able to say that, Howard?
Hey, watch it. I'm due for a cut. I got to go this weekend. It's out of control. Look how long it is. It's scraggly.
Asking what color your hair is the whole, you know, if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound kind of thing. If there were hair, would it be colored?
I will take.
Hey, he started.
I will take video or pictures of all the hair in my lap from my haircut this weekend. Comes down in chunks.
Okay.
And it's all gray.
You're getting a haircut this weekend?
I am. I'm due. It's been almost 4 weeks. It's out of control. It's bothering me. 803-0550 to join us. I am here for your amusement. 888-550-2550. Paul will join us next. A lot of stuff from the awards last night. Some players around the league with some praise for Rasmus Dahlin. We'll talk about that. And, of course, trade rumors on the way in a moment on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.